Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Don Mann, who is the regulatory liaison with Community Bankers of Michigan. Don, how are you this evening?
I'm very fine, thank you.
Very good. Wanted to get a hold of you, got a hold of a press release on community banks, and I started reading it. A lot of interesting information on the vital role that community banks play in our communities and how we're going to need to kind of count on them and work together for the economic health of our communities.
That's certainly true, and by this program, the Community Bankers of Michigan is attempting to raise awareness of community banks in Michigan, try to distinguish those big differences there are between your local community bank and the large out-of-state bank on the corner that is also doing business in many local markets.
What are some of those differences, Don?
Well, the startling statistic that I use during many interviews is that a couple things. The first is in the last 40 years, we started in 1970 with 550 banks in Michigan located here. These are headquartered in Michigan. And since that time, we've added 100 new banks in Michigan, making a total of 650 banks. Today, we're down to 132 banks.
Total?
Most of those are local community banks. The large out-of-state banks that you see on every bank corner all over Michigan, and they have thousands of branches in Michigan. Those banks are located out of state in New York, in Pittsburgh, in Dallas, in Charlotte, and in Columbus and Cincinnati. Those large banks control 68% of our state's banking deposits. That's years of my money goes into the bank and heads out of state every night. And the key thing there, the local decision makers do not make decisions on all their loans. So those are made by out-of-state people deciding where to lend that money.
Well, and I'm guessing that's the next key difference we could talk about is because the community bank is here in the community, the administration of that bank is here in the community as well. So you're talking to a neighbor, essentially, figuratively, to get some answers.
You have the local decision maker there, and I'll give you a great example. I had an opportunity last week to meet one of Michigan's leading hotel owners, and he told me a sad story that his large major money center bank came to him after 70 years of doing business, 70 years, and someone in New York or Chicago or Columbus, Ohio decided they didn't want to lend on to anybody in Michigan that was in the tourism business. And so the decision makers out of state said, we're not going to loan you any money for your hotel. Find another bank after 70 years. The company is a good credit risk and didn't have any trouble finding another bank. But decision makers are out of state, and these people who are out of state collect all our bank deposits and then decide where to lend it around the world, not around the corner.
Well, that is a stunning difference. Another thing that came to mind is that community banks really are small businesses. And if we're counting on small businesses to help get us back to economic health in the state of Michigan, that could be an awfully good way to go.
Exactly. Community banks are locally owned. They hire local people. And again, all the decision-making is done locally with a local board of directors, lives right and does business right at that community. So they are really the lifeblood of our local economies. And you'll hear today many ads on the radio about the banks are lending again. The big banks want your deposit, want your small business loan. But they really want your loan if you're the best credit risk they can find, because their credit standards are very, very strict. What they really want is your bank deposits or your company's deposits, so that they can take that money and lend it where they think it's going to be best used anywhere in the world. And that's the difference, really, between a money center bank, a regional bank, and our Michigan community banks.
So what I'm gathering is just the focus is different.
Exactly, exactly. They can they have investment activities. You know, they make loans to other countries, major businesses, and you know, for someone to get a small business loan from a large bank for a pizza parlor or a small hotel or a motel or a small manufacturing business is very difficult because, one, it's the small loans. They can't make enough money on small loans for the maintenance and the effort it costs it takes to do that. Plus, they are only looking for very good credit risk. So in order to have any economic recovery in Michigan, first, we have to have, you know, a good budget and tax structure, of course, and everyone's working very hard on that today. But further, we have to have that economic environment where community banks will lend to local businesses in the community. But they also have to do their part. They have to have good business plans. They have to have good credit ratings. They have to have good collateral. They have to have all those elements which make them credit worthy before a bank can lend, because of the nationwide bank failures we've had, the bank regulators are very strict on the type of lending and how those loans are structured. So it's not just open up the floodgates and start lending money to small business, because there's an overseer there who says, wait a minute, unless it meets all the criteria of a good loan, the regulators won't let the local bank or the money center bank make those types of loans. And so the businesses have to get healthier first, have to have good business plans, start to show profitability, and then hopefully the credit will expand to all those people.
Don, we've got just under 1 minute. This is a great campaign happening. Where can people get more information?
Well, the community bankers have just started a website at www.mylocalbank.com. .org. And it's MILOCALBank.org. And it tells much about what community banks in Michigan can do to help rebuild Michigan.
Well, very good. It's a great campaign. Some great information tonight. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for your good questions.
Thank you so much. Don Mann, regulatory liaison for Community Bankers of Michigan. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.